Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, a new curriculum research centre for development in Northern Australia, the CRCNA partnership, is set to unlock the entrepreneurial talent of Indigenous women across East Kimberley, Western Australia. And they've partnered up with local group Kimberley Jigigas and also Westpac Banking Corporation to develop and deliver a grassroots self-development and self-employment skills program aimed at building their business capabilities and capacity for emerging, inspiring Indigenous women across the region. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the manager of CRCNA. That's Carla Keith on the line. My sister Carla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So we're from the Cooperative Research Centre for Developing Northern Australia. So we're a federally funded program which gets together with industries, universities, government, and we're looking at doing research in agriculture, aquaculture, health, and traditional owner-led business. So part of that program is also looking at opportunities that we can deliver education and training to boost the skills and capacities of our workforce across Northern Australia. And that's where this program comes in as a beautiful fit for what we're trying to do across the North.
Look, a great opportunity for our deadly sisters up there, East Kimberley, to be in a business sense, entrepreneurs, and get the foundation of business skills. But also, I mean, a woman's job is never done, you know, in regard to motherhood, grandmotherhood, whatever the case may be, and all these plates that you're going to be spinning. It's a great opportunity for them to be in the space, yes?
Yeah, well, it's really about... working with local women who have a business idea or think about something that they might want to work in either now or in the future and helping them get the skills they need. So whether that's upskilling on your computers and business basics, and it's really hands-on. The team from Kimberley Jiggers, Natasha Short and her team have been doing this for a while now.
Yes.
So they've got those really great connections. It's about understanding the cultural connectedness and bringing those values to the table too, getting out on country and learning hands-on skills and how they apply to your business. Working with Westpac, learning how to understand your financials, like what does that look like on paper and what does that mean for your business?
Yes.
But also understanding, and probably most importantly, and this is what really drew me to wanting to support this program, is understanding about the self-care aspect. So working through and understanding that, stress and stuff happens in life, right? And that makes it sometimes a bit hard to get out of work, to go to work.
Yes.
Stress with your family and all that stuff sometimes, it makes you, struggle. So this program is really about helping women work through that from a self-care perspective and understanding how they can take better care of themselves but also help their families. And learning and practicing those strategies to cope with those pressures. So it's a really all-rounded approach to upskilling and helping, in this instance, women.
Yes.
Who knows, in the future we might be able to roll it out more broadly.
Well, exactly. And look, beginning is half done. And the fact that they're looking into this space, they become role models too, in a way, for younger sisters coming through or younger brothers, whatever the case may be, but just stepping in this field.
I know these guys, the Kimberley Birds Group, they've got some really great stuff on the pipeline, like there's some fantastic material they're going to be producing to do just that, to showcase the women that participate in the project. So that is about, putting stories out there to show that, what that journey's like and what are some of the ideas that women are working on. So for us, it's really important to invest in building these sorts of skills because we know that you know, we're doing a lot of research, $5 million worth of research, R&D, in the East Kimberley, in agriculture and aquaculture, health. So for us, it's really important to have people ready in community that can step into those jobs of the future and can bring other people along for the ride. So they're actually participating in that opportunity. It's not just about being on the sidelines, it's about understanding the opportunities that are coming up and then thinking about how they might be able to, you know, a new business idea to help with that new agricultural development or help with that, you know, help with cleaning of something or developing a cleaning company to deliver that work or, you know, whatever it's going to be.
Look, it seems like a beautiful platform, a safe space, so to speak, and it's a step-by-step process. So, because when we're talking business, it could be daunting, but I'm picking up a safe space for them to step-by-step process to look into the future and with their heads up. And, well, knowledge is power, and they're getting the knowledge in regard to this program.
Yeah, it's not about necessarily going in and saying, look, you need to find something that's full-time or the only success measure of success is that you've got a full-time job or you've got this new beaut, great business idea and you've got it off the ground. It is really about, you know, understanding the future opportunities and being ready to take them as they come towards you and come for you to take them up. And it's super safe. You know, these women have been sitting around yarning, doing that stuff up there in the East Kimberley for a few years now. They've got really great connections. They use art and music and all that really cool stuff.
Yes.
That I'm a bit jealous about because that's certainly what...
Exactly.
That was certainly not how I learned business.
Exactly. So it's a great opportunity. And like I said, anybody at any moment can start a new future, and here's a platform to help them with that future. So I think it's really great. And having Westpac Bank Corporation at the table as well, and the Kimberley Jiggers, it's a nice partnership overall, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, you know, Westpac, their role is really around providing safe spaces to learn about that finance stuff, right? How do you manage your money better? How do you sit down with a person from the bank and talk about your business idea, and how do you talk through that and feel confident having those conversations? So it's not just about a business, it's not just a business course, right? It's much more about self-development and self-employment and getting those skills that, you know, sometimes we're a bit scared to ask questions about, but, you know, we bring that platform to this group of women, you know, over the next 18 months.
Exactly, powerful. Look, thank you for the yarn. I think it's so deadly. Big shout out to the East Kimberley women and the work that they're doing. It's a great space. And all the best to you, Carla, and your team. Family, stay safe. And we'll yarn soon, sis.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Carla Keith, manager of CRCNA. That's a Cooperative Research Centre for Development Northern Australia. And talking about the partnership that's set to unlock the entrepreneurial talent of Indigenous women across East Kimberley, Western Australia. So two deadly big shout-out there, you mob. Girls can do anything. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here for National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
You gotta make- Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
Yeah, to Delhi Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim 20, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. Have you saying yarn up strong? Give us a call 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 0457-140-550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at top stories in the news. Larissa hid in her cellar to escape the butcher massacre. When she emerged, she found apocalyptic scenes. So very sad there, that situation. Australia to build hypersonic missiles with US and Britain as arms race heats up. Flood hit families can't take much more as new rain bomb looms. New research helps understand which women are at greater risk of dementia. Australia's first home buyers urged to go in with eyes wide open about future rate rises, why experts are terrified of a human-made pandemic and what we can do to stop it. Other stories here, trending stories. Chilling pictures emerge from Russia. The budget super giveaway that allows the already wealthy to amass even more tax-free. Motorcade of shame, outrage over pro-Russia displays at Berlin rally. Russia problems go far beyond Putin. So they're the headlines of the news for today. Have your saying yarn up strong. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening with your community, with your job, with your mob, with your organisation. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number again, 1-800-422-416.
Here comes my baby in the distance. can smell a sweet perfume. Can you see the stars? They're dancing to a tune. I know my baby, she's waiting in the distance and singing her own tune. Yeah, yeah. Here comes the sun. Comes my baby in the distance. I can smell a sweet perfume. Yeah, yeah. Can you see the stars? They're dancing to a tune. I know my baby, she's waiting in the distance and singing her own tune. I'm still in love with you. 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 I'm still in love with you.
Some we've had and some we're holding on to. We share the sun on different days. We wait with silence till tomorrow comes. All speak out, shout. Hate is half the reason we're too busy making too many movies. We share the sun on different days. We wait with silence till tomorrow comes. Shouting down a
Get on your mouth, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country, especially Cherbourg. What up? You mob too deadly. And yarning up here very soon with Michael from Cherbourg Radio. And going to catch up a yarn now with the boys from Edmonton Police. And we got the Which Way Yarning segment. And that's proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brinsmead, Edmonton, and Brinsmead. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bripper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle is what we're talking. Have a banana rather than a Mars bar. That's what we're saying. Have your saying yarn up strong here, 1-800-422-416. But let's say hello to our two deadly brothers in blue uniform. And we've got Chris Mosby. He's come to join us. And his bodyguard, Stephen Grant. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Trevor, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, brother. Start with you, brother Chris. Who you mob were you from?
So my name's Chris Mosby. I'm from up Thursday Island, grew up on Thursday Island. My mob's from Central Islands, the Coolcagal country there, and Mariam out in the east in the Straits, and also the Gabiga Butchler people down at Kigari, Fraser Island.
So, deadly footprint. Have you Steve Grant, Cherbourg Murray, eh?
No, Jedwal Murray from...
You was at Cherbourg for a while.
For a little while. Yeah, Steve Grant, Jedwal man, come from the rainforest areas of the Tully, Cardwell, Mission Beach, Ravenstow area, yes. Been there. So, yeah, wettest part of the world, or Australia, I should say.
Yes, of course, brother, of course. Saw the light, came home, great to see you both, and good yarn in there. Let's go to Chris, brother. The hat you wear as a police officer, which department you in?
So I'm with the Water Police here in Cairns. Mm-hmm. Been here about 3 years, going on
so
3 years
So they call you
now.
Mob Water Rats, eh?
Yeah,
you big rat.
Colloquially, so yeah, Water Rats, yep. Yeah.
So how long you been in that role or that department there, brother?
I've been with the Wateries now for, it's going on to 12 years.
12 years, brother. Yeah. There's a bit of scale there on your skin there.
Yeah,
fin you get, there on your back there.
You get a bit sunburned. You get out in the sun a bit. Yeah, that salt water.
Too deadly, my brother. And so how long you been with the force?
I've been with Queensland Police for 18 years.
18 years, now, brother.
Yep.
Far out.
3 years Water Police here and 11 years at TI Wateries. And then,
so TI, so you went back home and did some work up there. Yep. So how's it working in your community as a police officer, you know, when you got a, which way, correct uncle there doing wrong or cousin there, you know?
Tell us,
paint that picture, brother.
It is a bit challenging, Trevor, you know, dealing with your own mob there, up there, but they generally it's a good reception from them. They pretty much know we're just out doing our
job. Well,
jobs
they respect you for the job you're doing and you wear the blue uniform, but at the same time, if you're finding them, you know, they're doing wrong.
Yeah, you know? They're exactly right, and that's probably why we don't, you know, why we're talking to them is that they've done something wrong or...
Sure.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
But generally, it's a good reception.
So how long did you do your stint back home up in TI?
All up, about 11 years there at TI,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, there. Yep. And what comes with that, time is the healer. Time is the respect... In regard to the job that you got to do, you know,
yeah.
They get to know, well, hey, that's Brother Chris there, or Brother Chris, or Uncle Chris. He police officer, I did wrong, he could growl me, whatever, you know, hey, brother.
Yeah, yeah, you do. In saying that, you do tend to get a bit more, people tend to come to you a bit more if they yeah. want to report stuff or say stuff. Mm. They feel quite comfortable going to...
Yeah, that's true too.
..to people and, you know, their own people or...
Well, as I said, black on black, so that's the best, you know, tool we got, and it's great to see black officers, you know.
Mm.
So fantastic, brother.
Yeah.
And tell us your job in regards to wateries and what do you do? So do you can pull a boat over and check for, like, a breathalyzer if they're drinking, check for license, of course, the boat is licensed, but if they got a license to drive a boat too, all the above?
Yeah, that's correct. Trevor, that's exactly like a car. Like we can breath test them, drug test them, check for their boat license, like you said, if that boat's registered, and all the safety equipment that come with them, which I'll talk a little bit further on about it coming up to Easter holidays. But yeah, we generally do proactive and reactive water policing side on the waterways.
Yes,
within our division.
So what's the rule when someone's going out on a boat? They have to let authorities know that they're going out, even if it's a day fishing.
Look, it's a good habit to get into. If you're going to head out, just let someone know.
So it's
your
not
family.
A law thing. It's not a rule thing, is it?
No, it's not. It's not a rule thing, but it's a good practice to get into. Good habit to tell your loved ones, your uncle or your auntie or mum and dad where you're going, when you're going, and when you're coming back.
Mm.
So
not back by that certain time.
Yep.
Two, three, 4 hours late. Then hello.
Yeah.
You know? They need to report it.
Yeah, that's right. And if you get into trouble for a start, at least you tell someone where you went. We can sort of work towards searching or looking at that particular area that you might have went to.
Sure.
So yeah.
But yeah, things do happen. Yeah, you know, cars break down, boats break down.
Mm.
But you know, it shouldn't be the fact that you ran out of fuel. Because you've got to give the water the respect it deserves. That's a big pond out there, eh, brother?
Yeah, that's right. You know? We've got to respect the sea country out there.
Exactly.
It gets wild.
Yeah, exactly, brother. And how far would you police out?
So our division in Cairns, is from the bottom of Hinchinbrook right up to Cape Granville, which is about 50, 60 k's north of Lockhart, just on the east coast.
Hinchinbrook, that's down there near Ingham.
Yeah, yeah, so
and
down bottom of Hinchinbrook.
As far south down there as... Yeah, Cardwell, that's right.
Yeah.
As far up as where?
Just north of Lockhart. Lockhart River, yeah.
That's a big footprint, eh?
Yeah, and then obviously 200 miles offshore.
Offshore.
So right
out. So that whole area.
All that east coast, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and obviously the inland waterways, the dams, Tinaroo and Kumbulumba Dam there up in Tully, all that area, so.
And so the police vessel that you're cruising in, how big is it? How many does it carry?
It's a 24-metre catamaran. Mm. It's like a mobile police station. It's got everything on there.
Okay.
And it can carry up to 20 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
So
if you're someone out there in trouble in a dinghy, then, yep, we can tow them back. Otherwise, jump on the boat here because of room for... And how many police officers would travel in the vessel at one time?
Generally, we carry four.
Four, okay.
Four, yeah. We minimum crewing of four on the big boat.
Mm.
Yep.
Do you need a coxswain?
For that type of boat, no, you need a Master 5.
Master 5.
So it's a dual ticketed. If you go to drive that, you have to have a Master 5 and
skipper's license
and a marine engineer grade 2.
Were you out in that field?
So yeah, I've got my Master 5 and MED2.
Okay, brother.
From TI, yeah.
Yeah. So when if you decide to ever pull away from the police force. Master 5, you've got that license.
Yeah.
You can get a job in the tourist industry.
Yeah.
Come work with Dreamtime, dive and snorkel. You could, eh?
Well, I could, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
But
So 18 years in force, you're looking at staying on? You're happy doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm happy with what I'm doing, yeah. I enjoy what I'm doing.
So you got the three stripes, you're a sergeant?
Yeah, just acting at the moment. Our boss is away.
Don't act. Don't act, brother. Become a sergeant. Become a sergeant. That's not your walk.
That's one of the other goals, yeah.
That's the other goal. So you do want to climb up the ladder? So you're going to go for the superintendent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, sky's the limit, I suppose.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about black leadership in the police force. Do you know of any black person higher than you?
Yes, there are.
You're acting sergeant? Is there? I met a black sergeant here once, I believe.
Yeah, there are a few I know of, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bolo there down in Brisbane.
Yes.
Richard Mornay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Richard Mornay, big shout out, brother.
I think Adrian. Adrian.
Yeah, Gary from.
Gary,
yeah, that's right.
From
yes.
G-Vale there, Gordonvale.
Gordonvale.
He's sergeant.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. That was who I spoke to, actually. Yeah. Big shout out.
I think the highest ranking Indigenous officer in the state is Detective Superintendent Kerry Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And he also runs the First Nation.
Blackfella.
Yes.
Hey, too deadly, Kerry.
And he runs the First Nation unit at headquarters in Brisbane.
Oh, right. Mm. There you go.
Mm.
So leading the way. So you go for his job then, brother?
He's smiling. Long way to go, yeah.
Long way to go, yeah. It's powerful. It's powerful.
Yeah.
My brother, over to you, Steve Grant, PLO, Police Liaison. I've got the yellow epaulets there. Are you ever looking at joining the forces? I think
no.
I asked you that question before.
Yeah, well, you asked me before. At this stage, Trevor, I've got, what's the word? I'm just happy the way go
things
with,
are.
Just go with the flow.
Sure.
You know, you still get that respect.
Mm. Yeah, good.
You know, get around to travel, like you just said to Michael, being down to Cherbourg.
Yeah.
And, you know, PLOs do get that opportunity to go across the state like any other state officer.
Yep.
You know, and it is a big field out there for PLOs. As we both know, we're doing challenges across in our fields and in our workplaces to provide to the QPS and to the members of the community.
Yeah, sure. Now, there's no Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay here with us today.
No.
We've got no non-Indigenous officer here today. Let's talk, blackfellas. How are the black coppers being treated with compared to white coppers? Good relationship there?
Generally, it's a pretty good relationship, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and we need that.
Yeah.
We need that, you know, that respect, you know. The man beside you, the woman beside you, if you're working as partners, black or white, we need to get it together. There's a good relationship and a good sense of respect there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's the same with in my role there, Trevor. It's also like, you know, being in this job for 18 years, I've come across where young first-year Indigenous officers have also approached the PLO for a bit of feedback.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Just to give them a bit of heads up on their journey ahead into the QPS and with any cultural matters, I find.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And of course, well, there you go, the bridge building regarding dealing with our black people, our mob out there, you would sometimes have to correct an officer, even if the officer's higher ranked than you, in regard to the cultural aspect. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly, at times, because they might never
understanding
or particular how a particular thing should be run, for instance, traditional ceremonies and stuff. So then, yeah, you
feel they're open
advice.
To that conversation? They take that on board?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good. Fantastic. So, which is so very important. Look, good yarning with you, deadly gentlemen. Thank you so very much. Senior Sergeant Delay, he's over still at the main precinct?
Yeah, he's acting inspector currently at regional office. He'll be back at Edmonton, hopefully, on the 17th of April, which is just after Easter.
Yeah.
Back at E-Town Station.
Okay. Yep.
To the crew out there. Looking forward to catching up with him then.
Good. Well, hello to the lad. Good yarning with you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, gentlemen. Do you go back in the water today?
Yeah. Go back.
Beautiful weather. Good timing.
Yeah, it is good weather.
You don't take your fishing rod with you?
No, I don't.
What happens on the boat
cameras.
Stays on the boat. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
That's right.
We'll talk later, brother.
I might just shout out a quick one, Trevor.
Please,
with the Easter holidays coming up, I know a lot of people will be out if the weather's good.
Well, the next three weekends, we've got a long weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Just to rehash the safety side of the water, what they got to carry just in your boat. If you're heading in the boat, obviously make sure you got life jackets on board for everyone.
Yes,
in your boat.
Yep.
If you're heading offshore, off Cairns, just make sure you grab an EPIRB with you and a set of flares.
Flares, beautiful.
Inshore flares.
Yep. Those little tools can save your life.
Yeah, that's correct. Also,
plenty of water.
plenty of water, a bucket, you know, to bail water out if you, you know, you might have a leak in your boat, something to bail your water out, bucket, signal mirror, if you get into trouble to signal someone during the day, and just a torch, so if you break down at night or something and, you know, at least you got some way of signalling.
Yeah, beautiful.
Just quickly before you go, I just want to ask Chris, quick question. If you are detained on the water with a breath test, do you lose your boat licence or do you lose your car licence at the same time once you go to court?
So, yeah, you don't lose your car licence. It doesn't affect your car licence, and your boat licence as well. So it's all.
Yep.
It's not like your car where you...
Right.
You lose it for 24 hours if you drink driving.
Okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, let's not put alcohol at the
table.
That's
correct.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's just stamp it out, be safe. That's what it's all about. Good words there, Chris. Thank you. Great to catch up with you again. Steve Grant, my brother, as always. And we'll yarn soon. Big shout out to the Edmonton mob there, eh?
Thank you.
See you, Deadly. All right, gentlemen. All right. Beautiful yarn there. Yarning up there with Chris Moresby, acting sergeant there with the orderies. Not a water rat. His wateries, let's get it right. And then PLO, Police Liaison Officer, Stephen Grant there. To Deadly Mob, have your say in Yarn Up Strong here. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, your yarn. Give me a call. Yes, it is a beautiful country. Black with the Deadly program, National Talk Black, Trinity, Trevor and Mikey. Going to catch up and have a yarn with Deadly brother all the way from Cherbourg. You mob down in Cherbourg. Big shout out. We have Michael Monk with us. He's Cherbourg Radio. And he's on holiday, my brother. And a very good morning to you. How are you?
Can't keep away, Trev. I really can't. And I come all this way just to visit you. You know, you got to know.
Well, thank you. There you go. Yeah. Can I borrow 20? Yeah.
Oh, you're good for a day.
Yeah, that's right, brother. You know where I live. Brother Michael, so you're on holiday.
Yes.
Yep. And so, but this old stomping grounds.
Yes,
you're from this way, aren't you?
Yeah, I grew up. We came to Cairns in 1978. And Dad was the. We just transferred down from the Cape.
Yes.
Dad was the headmaster at Pomporal. Or Pomporal, I think.
So Pomporal. Yeah. And he's so he's a teacher.
He was the headmaster.
Headmaster.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So principal at Pomporal, and ended up at Cairns Central.
Yeah.
And it was on the year that they had their centenary.
Yes.
So, do you remember Rowena Wallace from? I think she was in Sons and Daughters or Cops.
Yeah, Rowena Wallace, actress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, because she went to Central School and she turned up for the centenary, and I've got her autograph on a certificate somewhere
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, big shout out to Jackie, station manager here at Bummer Bipra. She worked under your father at Central State School.
Well, that was the amazing story, because I went to Cairns High.
Yes. Likewise, Bulldogs represent.
That's it. But because Jackie finished school, walked down to Central School, and walked and knocked on the door of the principal's office there, looking for a job, and Dad gave her a job, and the rest is history. I think that's
history.
where you started your sort of journey started with Jackie.
Exactly,
as well, so.
Exactly, brother. Mm. So look, we call you our White Murray. How long you been with Cherbourg Radio, brother?
Well, that's I went to Cherbourg. I've been living in the South Bernarink for a few years there. I was at another community station there, Crow FM. And then I went off and did my own thing, running some little radio stations, narrowcast. And my father-in-law, now my brother-in-law is Michael Smith, married to Sonia Minicon.
Okay, yes.
Who had the tall ship here in operation here. Anyway, just
join the dots.
All connections. But my father-in-law Brendan was helping out at Cherbourg Radio and he said, oh look, they need a bit of help here, you know, just to fix a few things up. And I come in to do work for. I think I had a
and 3 days later, you're managing the place.
No. I've got to give respect to elders and the ones who come before me there. And all due respect, Arnie. Barney Jeanette, you know. She was the station manager and there, and we worked very closely together for a number of years before, due to unforeseen circumstances, the radio station, you know, had to close down for a little while. And then when it came back under council, the council asked me if I'd be...
And how long ago was that?
Well, 1987, it closed down, then back in October of 2017, and then back in late 2018, we brought it back up online and got going again.
You guys take us up in regarding the National Talkback program. It's a big shout out.
We've never missed a day. Well, except when there's tech problems there, but we've always got Trendy Trev on the radio every day there.
Yarning to the mob.
That's him. So
a big shout out to NERS. Look, they flick of a button, they get us across the country.
That's it.
And Deadly Station, like Sherberg Radio, takes up this program. But there's the Deadly Network, and look, it's a powerful tool, isn't it? Radio, black radio for our mob.
I love radio, and the thing I love about radio, and we talk, you know, from our community point of view, and my guys, I know they're listening right now, I always say we start first in Sherbrooke. Everything starts from home,
yes,
and then we radiate out from there, you know, and it's all about, I mean, I talk about when we're running, applying for funding, that the people that work in our community and work throughout our radio station are uniquely qualified for the job they've got.
Yes.
No one else can have that job. Exactly. You can't have they own that. And I mean, it's the heartbeat of our community. And when we lost that radio station, our community really felt it.
Exactly.
Not having those local voices on there, that local heartbeat. Yep. And the community recognises that, and it's just gone from strength to strength. And radio is and don't doubt the power of radio.
Exactly.
What I'm saying.
We're in the 21st century, information age, but radio's still there.
That's it.
You know,
that's it. I think that if there's any challenge with radio now is that we wear a lot more hats in radio now with delivering content into. Onto social media, there's your YouTube and all the training that the young ones are getting now coming through radio is around content development.
Yes.
You know, and getting it onto multiple platforms. So it's like touch that piece of information once and then multiply it out across those different channels of communication. But it's such a powerful tool. I mean, I'm going to do a shout out to Cheryl Creed here, who's into design and fashion here in Cairns.
Yes.
I was driving into work one day at Sherbrooke to do the Brekkie show, and we did a live stream crossing over the first bridge, I think it's called Sawpit Bridge, as you come into Sherbrooke, and I had goosebumps as I was going over because I just had a little bit of a chill, and then I got a message from Cheryl and say, oh, my dad helped build that bridge.
No.
And my dad, when he was building that bridge, he put my brothers and sisters' names on the
bridge.
Underneath the bridge.
On the bridge.
So what did I do? I went down there, did another live stream, and we went under the bridge there, and we found the graffiti.
No, you don't.
From the 1970s, when Dad went and put the names of his kids on that bridge there.
There you go.
That's the power of radio.
That's the power of radio.
And connecting.
Connection. Connection.
Amazing stuff.
How many on board at Sherbrooke Radio, brother?
All right, I'm going to do a shout-out to our Sherbrooke Radio crew. We've got Big Chance, who does Calhoun's Classic Cafe, and Calhoun's Classic Cafe is named in honour of the late, great Uncle Rory, Rory Boney.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace, brother. Mm. We were devastated when we lost Uncle Rory, but his nickname was Rory Calhoun.
Rory Calhoun.
So we called it Calhoun's Classic Cafe. So anybody that knows Uncle Rory and knows his story and about Calhoun's, that's why we call it Calhoun's Classic Cafe. We've got The Buns, who does the afternoon. That's, Kimberly Barrett. There you go.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Kimberly. Yep. She does an amazing job. She joined us about a year and a half ago, has an absolute love and passion for community and is big on sports and what have you. We've got Tara Priestley, amazing girl, very funny on the breakfast show every morning. Just her she puts a smile on everybody's face every morning. You do a wonderful job, Tara. You know, and don't
you go, Tara, go, sister.
That's it. And my right hand lady, if you like, person there, Arlene Langton.
Arlene
was at the radio station prior to me many years ago, and then left. But came back she was working with Mickey Thyday back in the day.
Okay.
And I remember when she came to the radio station and it's like, well, what are you doing here sort of thing, you know. But she came back and she's, you're an amazing person, Arlene, and love the work you do and your passion for community you're a true asset to Sherbrooke, and you've grown and become such an amazing person, and people in the community recognise you. Who you are and what you do in community, you're an amazing woman.
Beautiful. Board of directors, big shout out.
The radio station is under Sherbrooke Council, so that's our mayor.
Okay, the mayor.
So our mayor is technically Mayor Elvie Sando is the president, and then we've got Leighton Costello, we've got Fred Cobbo, we've got Bronwyn Murray, and we can't forget Deputy Mayor Tom Langton, who are our official board of directors for the radio station.
Team effort.
That's it.
Beautiful.
But we talk about unity in the community, and that's exactly what we're all about in Cherbourg.
Yeah, beautiful. Feel the love, my brother.
Thank you.
Good catching up with you. Thank you for dropping in and saying hello.
Thank you.
A big shout out to Cherbourg Radio. Look, you mob are too deadly. And like I said, our connection is strong here on radio. And like I said, we have yarns and deliver music and all our stories to a mob out there. So, look, fantastic. Radio is alive in the 21st century. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
No,
we'll talk.
You.
We'll go and have a cup and air and have a yarn. And you can buy me lunch. Shut up.
No, I just gave you 20. What
you did. That's right. Michael Monk, we'll talk soon, my brother. Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there with Michael Monk and he's the Cherbourg Radio Station Manager there. And fantastic. It is a team effort. You, Mob Murray, going to sign off for today. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic in regard to COVID-19. Learn how to live with it, you, Mob. Have a talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding keeping you and your family safe. Too deadly, Mob. News coming up very soon.